Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
One of the little verses in the New Testament that God uses over and over again just to recalibrate the way that I live and lead and the way that I think about the world around me is this reminder of Philippians 2 and verse 4. Here's what Paul says. He says, "Each of you should not only look out for your own interest, but also for the interest of others." What a great reminder. Man, if you want to connect with some people today, if you want to really take a next step relationally with people, start with their needs, not your own. In other words, start with their hurts, not your own. Start with what they want, not what you want. It reminds me of an old proverb that says this. It says, "Seek to understand before seeking to be understood." Let me say that again. Seek to understand first before you seek to be understood. I think that's essentially what the Bible's saying here, that we need to be thoughtful of others and not worry so much about what they're thinking about us, but instead focus on trying to understand them. And man, I'm telling you, that's the foundation that makes a connection in a relationship. When Paul wrote Philippians, he was writing to a church that was trying to figure out messy relationships. It's this reminder that even in Bible times, relationships aren't always easy. And so it's in that mindset that he says, look not only to your own interest, but the interest of others. This goes counterculture. From the moment we're born, everything in our world causes us to think about ourselves first. And so when we go to meetings, we're looking out for ourselves first. When we're thinking about promotions, we're looking for ourselves first. When it comes to the grocery line and the line out of the parking lot, we try to put ourselves first. And yet Paul reminds us, look out for the interest of others. There's a lot of takeaways from this, but two big ideas. And the first one is this. It's this reminder that the world does not revolve around you. I know that's shocking. Yes, I know we're all special and we're unique and God created us for a purpose, but don't confuse that with thinking we're the center of the earth. The world does not revolve around us. And the second piece that comes right out of this is that God has promised that when we focus on the needs of meeting others, he will meet our needs. In other words, when we put them first and we serve them, then our needs will ultimately get met. So start with meeting the needs of others. Why? Because God wants us to learn to be unselfish. He wants us to learn to be loving. He wants us to learn to be generous like he is. Think about what Colossians 3 verse 13 says. "Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you." See, this reminds us that part of being considerate of other people's needs is not expecting them to be perfect, that we'd give them some space, we'd give them some margin, and we would make allowances for their faults. I'm not saying we roll over and we let people take advantage, but it's just this reminder that everybody's human and nobody's perfect. Great friends really are great forgetters. They forget the bad stuff intentionally, and love is the thing that makes them forget those mistakes. A good friend is somebody that is considerate of the needs of other people. So I want to encourage you, try to put this in practice today. When you meet with somebody, try to put their needs first. When you're hanging out with somebody relationally, try to figure out what their needs are. And as best as you can, try to meet those needs first. And I'm telling you, connection is on the way. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I hope you'll make plans to join us this Sunday for the next installment of Confessions of a Recovering Christian, where we will dig even deeper on what it means to impact our culture. Hope you have a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for Friday's edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.